Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good Friday, everyone. Great to have you with us. Stay with News Radio 1070 WKOK over the next 24 hours. We'll keep you up to date with the latest AccuWeather forecast and anything else that may happen. Any closings, cancellations, postponements, and so forth. Some snow moving into the area tomorrow, and we'll keep you up to date with AccuWeather right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. With that in mind, I strongly recommend you go out and restock for the weekend right now. That means a trip to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Wide array of beverages, great selection of beers, snacks, pickle bar, fresh hot roasted peanuts. That is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're here in the Sunbury Motor Studio. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Really interesting. I was talking to some people in the Danville area just the other day, and they mentioned they went by your place after there was a little snowstorm, and they noticed you were in the driveway sweeping madly the snow away. And I thought to myself, my goodness, he's trying out for the U.S. curling team.
I was working the broom. They said, hard, hard, and that's what I was working on. I'm going to send you curling for dummies so you can understand the terminology, just in case you ever have to call a curling match.
Well, no, I mean, with the cold weather, I mean, I would need probably some kindling to burn, so that's great. Send it over. That's fabulous. It's a big weekend here as well, with the game going back to Rec Hall for the first time in 17 years. First time in 17 years. You know, the oddity, the last time that Penn State and played a game in Rec Hall was the only game I ever broadcast in Rec Hall where the Nittany Lions were ranked.
Really?
It was the last game. It was against Wisconsin. Somebody in the Jordan Center called up and said, they last played there in December of 95. I said, no. I said, it was January 7th, 1996.
That's a fun fact.
They said, how do you know the date? I said, it was my birthday. Oh. I said, you can hang the phone up now. All right, so...
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, thanks for playing, sport. So, you get the game in Rec Hall there, and we're looking forward to it very much tomorrow. It's a big game with Princeton, too. Princeton is actually higher in the RPI than Penn State. They're 60, Penn State 72. They're 7-1. They did win at Soika over Bucknell. They just coming off a nice win at Rutgers the other night. They have a talent for winning close games. They're 3-0 in games. Check it. 3-1 in games decided by 5 points or less. They have five guys on the floor that can shoot threes. So to me, while there's a lot of nostalgia going back into Rec Hall, and everyone's talking about nostalgia, there's no nostalgia for the student body. They were all between the ages of 1 and 5 the last time Penn State played in the building. So there's no nostalgia on campus for like, hey, let's all go back. Go back to what? You've never been there. But for the fans who have gone time after time after time after time, there is. And that is going to be, to me, the big part tomorrow is the game. I mean, it's a game that Penn State needs. I really believe they need to make the turn into the Big Ten at 10-3. They got two more shots to get there with Princeton and then Mount St. Mary's. So that's, to me, what it's all about is the game. As you know, I don't get too wrapped up in venue. But I am going to talk a little bit later because my memories of Rec Hall are a little bit different than people may realize. But I'll talk about that later. So, big weekend coming up. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Coming up, look at Inside Penn State Athletics with Redding's Donovan Jack, courtesy of Learfield.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2010 Chevy Equinox Limited, the most affordable crossover, just $22,996. 2010 Ford Explorer XLT, new tires, new brake linings, just $21,997. A Pontiac Torrent GXP, four-wheel drive, peace of mind, $15,554. 2011 Hyundai Sonata Limited, fully serviced, $17,498. And a sporty, light
like new, Subaru Impreza sedan under 8,000 miles. Lowest price promise, $27,495. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
In Old Fort? Kevin constantly giving me Old Forge updates.
Hey, this is a great game. It's 7-7. Old Forge gets the ball with 8 seconds to go, actually, down to the 11-yard line, and they've just missed the game-winning field goal, and I think it's going to overtime.
Okay, great to have you with us on the show today.
Don't worry, I'll keep everybody up to date.
Tomorrow's games, by the way, have been moved to Sunday.
You're kidding me.
No, I just said it because I thought it was funny.
Well, here's the thing. See,
tomorrow's games. There are two games today and two tomorrow, right?
Oh, you mean tomorrow's state playoff games for football?
Yes, tomorrow's state playoff games have been football in Hershey have been moved to Sunday.
Oh, no. See, I thought you were talking about the basketball game.
Oh, my goodness.
See, because Shikellamy Mifflin County,
You're supposed to go to Brewers Outlet after the show, not before the show.
Shikellamy Mifflin County basketball was scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. That has now been postponed.
No, the rec hall game is absolutely on. They're not going to move it, change it,
okay,
nothing.
Good. Well, good, because you'll be able to hear it here on WKOK now.
You got to remember, Princeton's here tonight. I mean, there's no issue. There's no issue with anybody getting in. Okay, because they're all going to be here tonight, so they'll play the game tomorrow. That's no big deal. The issue is when you can't get teams or officials in.
I was going to say, what about officials though? That's the real problem. Well, that's happened before.
Yeah, that's happened before. There's no doubt, and they should not have any trouble getting in here tomorrow morning. And they'll probably be here. Most officials do not work Friday night games. That's why getting here for Saturday is easy. They'll actually probably be here tonight.
So the good news is, the bad news is no Shikellamy basketball tomorrow. The good news is you'll be able to hear Steve tomorrow.
Good. I just talked to Dick, as a matter of fact. He was in Ebensburg working his way back from Pittsburgh. So he just said to me that Dick and I made a trip. Ed DeCellis had a bad habit of bailing and we go to Pittsburgh instead of coming all the way back. Okay. Well, Dick and I had vowed, because we went there one time. We went there two or three times. We went there where we knew it wasn't necessary. Look, we're adults too. We know when somebody has a fear of flying and who doesn't. Okay. So we vowed the next time that we would go out and we would rent a car and leave. Well, the next time we went to Pittsburgh, we're going to land and Dick is already on the line with Hertz. So we were kidding and laughing about this today. Do you know how long it took to go from the Pittsburgh International Airport to Sheets on Valley Vista Drive and State College?
No.
It should take about 2 hours and 45 minutes. We took 210.
I don't even want to know who was driving.
Dick was. Dick has a mantra. All right. Why are you sending me messages on this thing about who won the toss?
Because they're in overtime, and these are...
I don't care.
This is a season is at stake.
Yeah, okay. That's terrific. When it's final, we'll let them know. But you keep sending me all these internal message updates. I keep like, oh, what are you clogging my screen up for?
Listen, I'll explain in the next, if we have time in the next segment or shortly thereafter, why I'm really rooting for Old Forge. Not because they're from the Northeast.
No, you're rooting for them because they are not a private school.
Bingo.
I got it. Okay, I got it. Okay, fine. So Dick has this mantra that he will not be passed when he drives. Well, we got passed by one car. State trooper. And Dick does the old quick right and slip into traffic. And he's like, I could see these sweaty bullets because Dick thinks he got them. It turned out there was an incident ahead of us. The car.
Well, so the lights were on too?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And the other time I remember he and I driving from Chicago to Champaign. He got passed by a car as he was exiting, and he was mad at him. And all we did, you know, we played this really great game on the way down. You know the game we played going from Chicago down to Champaign? Count the silos. All right. We have always referred to that as the silo trip. Remember the silo trip? All right.
By the way, the ball's at the 5-yard line, second down, in overtime with Old Forge getting the ball. And Old Forge has just scored. Listen, there are of the 8 teams that are in the state championship, I believe there are only 2 that are public schools. And I said it about a year ago, and I will say it again, Steve, there needs to be a 5A division in the PIAA.
Okay, 5A, who would you put in 5A?
I think all of your private schools, your charter schools, Catholic schools, so on and so forth, need to be in the 5A.
But what if one private school has 400 and the other private school has 60?
I don't care. Because you have the option to have more. You have, I shouldn't say option, the ability. Your school has the ability to draw more than a public school does. Public schools are geographically stuck with what they have. A private school, especially a charter, and I'll give you an example, Imhotep Charter is a great example, can draw from a bigger area. So they should be in a class by themselves. It's just something I've felt strongly about for many years. And when you look at the state championship tournaments, whether it be basketball or football or baseball or whatever the sport is, you're going to find at least half are going to be private schools. And the public schools are at a disadvantage. As you've said many times, as a public school, you are, I don't want to say stuck because that sounds negative, but you are... You're allotted kids that are in your area. That's it. You can't find anybody else. So you've got to work with what you have in your district.
I know. That's why I don't like the public private thing. I don't like teams traveling out of state to play games.
I agree with that as well.
State College played a game at New York and played one at West Virginia. You're in State College, Pennsylvania. Play people in Pennsylvania.
Now, if you're in Troy or Towanda and you want to play somebody in New York, that makes sense.
You're a border. There's a difference between a boy. I am a graduate of a border school. Enfield, Connecticut is literally on the Massachusetts line. So we played, in fact, we only played one team in Massachusetts. We played the infamous Cathedral Prep. Cathedral has turned out, I don't know how many NFL guys.
One or two.
Joe Schobele, Nick Bonacani, a couple Heisman Trophy winners, including Angelo Bertelli. Other than that,
they're okay.
We're actually competitive in that game. But we cheated. So, I mean, no,
whatever it takes, some games, you know what?
That was our mantra. Whatever it takes. Weather is not pretty tomorrow. Talk about 8 inches of snow. We have a winter storm warning. AccuWeather will keep you up to date. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sudbury. Stock up now. During the storm, you just want to sit back and say, I went to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sudbury. I'm all ready. Bring it on.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I guess North Catholic showing the guts of a private school went for two and beat Old Forge.
And they ran it right up the middle, and he stretches out for the short run to win it. P.J. Fillmore on the two-point conversion run over the goal line. He also scored the winning touchdown on the first play, a 10-yard run to give him a shot to go for two. Gutsy call, though.
By the way, the Penn State football banquet is going to start earlier on Sunday. It's going to start at 3:30 instead of 4. So Kaiser family in particular, if you're going, or anybody else in our area up and down the valley is going to the football banquet at the Penn State on Sunday, it's going to start earlier at 3:30. With the change in the PIAA games and so forth, that also has dictated a change for us. How about that? All right. I had a feeling that might happen. So, Kevin is railing against private schools today.
Not really against private schools. That's not fair.
Well, what do you mean it's not fair? You're the one that's saying that.
I'm not railing against them.
What they do is unfair.
No, I'm saying the fact that they're lumped in with public schools is unfair. And that's not the private school's fault. That's the PIAA's fault. The PIAA
really
needs to look at this. Seriously, take a look at it.
It's too many divisions to play on.
You have 8 teams playing in 4 football championship games this weekend.
Play on.
6 of the 8 teams are not public schools.
Are they high schools?
Some of them are charter schools.
Are they high schools?
Some of them, I don't know. I don't think a charter school is a high school. I wouldn't consider that a high school.
What is it? Are you allowed to go to college after you're done with it?
Yes. I mean, it does. You do graduate. But I don't know if you want to call it a high school. I mean, it's a charter school. That's why it's called a charter school. Now, I have I have nothing against these schools, okay? I'm not saying anything against the school, its education ability, anything. Nothing.
Do you go to college? Is the next step college after you're done with the charter school?
Yes.
Then it's a high school.
What difference does it make? The argument doesn't make sense.
Are they 28, 29 years old as opposed to 17 and 18?
That's not my argument. My argument is the fact that they can draw from a bigger area. So how can any school be considered A, AA, AAA, or Quad A if you can draw from a bigger area than a designated area the way a public school has? I'm sorry, it just isn't right. And no one's convinced me otherwise. And feel free, phone lines are here, 800-795-9565. Tell me I'm wrong. I know there's a lot of folks at Lords Regional in Cole Township that are a single A school that may feel opposite I do. Are you going to need oxygen there? Can you stop to breathe?
I can't even believe we're talking about this. All right. Sure. Give us a call. We'll talk about it. I mean, you act as if, I mean, I've made this argument for years. For example, some of the, you know, like Moeller High School in Cincinnati and so forth. You see these powerhouse schools, and they, you know, they have the ability to recruit and bring people in and so forth. Yeah, I got it. You know, if you have the money, you're in. But the bottom line is that all these schools that you're talking about, I mean, okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Who has been drawn away from District 4, Shikellamy, Danville, Milton, Lewisburg, to a charter or whatever school that would make a difference in the balance of power?
I think you could say that maybe 10 or 15 years ago when Lords Regional had some success. There was a lot of people that felt, and I don't know whether this is right or wrong because I was not deeply involved in the sports world the way I am now, but there were a lot of people that felt that Lords Regional had a little bit of an advantage when they were successful, that they could entice kids to play away from Shamokin, away from Mount Carmel, and so on and so forth. Whether that's true or not, I can't tell you that because I wasn't involved in the process at that point. What I can tell you, though, is when you see private schools regularly in the championships, it has to make you wonder a little bit. I mean, Allentown Central Catholic, for basketball, is always there. You know, and for football, they're usually there. Imhotep Charter is another one that seems to be there ever since it was developed.
Chester.
See, I'll be honest with you, Steve. I'm not as familiar with the western part of the state as I am the eastern part of the state.
Chester's outside of Philadelphia. Lower Marion?
Yeah, they make some runs.
Yeah. Chester?
I mean, South Fayette is another one you could make an argument for out of the Pittsburgh area. But it's like I said, when you look at all of the schools,
Rochester, Southern Columbia, and football do well a lot of the time. There's usually a Northeastern Pennsylvania school that does well. State College is playing the championship game. All right, a WPIAL school. WPIAL's been down a little bit, but Rochester's made it to the final.
I'm looking for this. I'm going to look at this year's brackets, and then let's see.
Go
ahead.
I'm just saying. Just saying, it's a mixed bag, and it bothers you. I know this.
And Chester, I didn't even. I mean, I remember seeing it. I didn't realize that they were Philly. I haven't seen them in a long time. Cause, what are they? Are they a quad?
Yep, they're quad A.
Yeah, so that's probably why I don't know a whole lot about quad A, to be quite frank with you. But
yeah,
when
that's
you look
like
at triple
big, A. That's like the big school, like Jameer Nelson right. Came out of there. He's in the NBA. Yeah, that kind of guy.
I'm
like Lower Marion had a guy named Kobe Bryant.
I'm familiar with that as well.
Okay, fine. They are private schools. Okay. This is like your rant early. You are rolling on the rant. You are rolling on the rant today. Robert, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us at 800-795-9565.
Well, here's an argument to support Kevin. In District 4, East Juniata has some of the Midwest players on their team, so that's why they're a Triple A school, because they combine the enrollments of both Midwest and East Juniata.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that all these Catholic schools should take the enrollment of every school that has players playing for them, so they'd all be super quad A schools.
Well, if you're merging two schools and using the student body, why doesn't that work for a private school?
Absolutely.
I didn't really look at it that way, but yeah, that's a great point.
And something I don't understand, this year Mount Carmel took Lord's players. Why wasn't Mount Carmel boosted up to higher than a AA school if they combined both Lord's enrollment and Mount Carmel?
Well, I think part of the problem there
has to do with the enrollment of your school. It has to be at a certain level.
Well, and I think part of the problem there is the fact that there's a 2-year span before they start rotating them around. I think this next year coming, the rumors that I've heard are correct, Southern Columbia will then become a double A school because their numbers have been higher over the last couple of years. So I think it's reevaluated every few years.
Uh-huh. Well, I think Mount Carmel's used Lord's players for at least the last 2 years. Lord's doesn't even have football anymore.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that reevaluation would have to come up here in this next football year. But I have not heard what they're doing yet.
Uh-huh. But I think it is totally unfair. Why are these Catholic schools allowed to? They at one time had their own playoffs, and why they were.
Did.
I don't know
they
why
did.
They were ever admitted to the PIAA to begin with.
Because they're just trying to unify and get a state champion. That's why it takes too long the other way. Instead of excluding schools and excluding people. So,
I think the
cry of the public school is, look, take your kids, coach them up, get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. They got 11, you got 11. They got 5, you got 5. Coach them up, get it done.
Well, but that's almost the same as saying then a quad A school should be playing single A schools because single A schools have 11 kids and a quad A school has 11 kids. So why don't we have quad A schools playing single A schools then?
Yeah, but no, but these here schools are not playing out of number here. Okay, you're way off base on that. I mean, like you and Kevin are way out in left field. They have the exact same school numbers as the ones they're playing.
Yeah, but they can draw from a bigger area. That's my problem.
Yeah, but they have the same number of students, okay? Coach them up, play, and go.
I'm not arguing with that fact.
Okay,
but...
you're not playing a quad A school. You're playing a school that has the same number of kids that you have. And that's why I asked you a question, and you didn't answer the question. Who did they draw away from Shikellamy that, geez, I can't believe they're playing at this Catholic school. If we had them, we'd be great. Who?
But that's not the point.
No.
That's not the
yes,
point
it
of
is.
Who?
Yes, it is.
Point.
actually, no. This is where you guys don't get it. Okay, who are they taking away from whomever that's making them weaker and them stronger?
Well, you don't know that, though. You'd have to sit down with player by player and figure that out. But, I mean, like if Williamsport
said... where do they live? Where do they live? Where do they live? Okay, if they live in that town, for example... We have Bishop Guilfoyle High School in Altoona.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I can tell you specifically which State College kids are playing on Bishop Guilfoyle. They're from State College.
Uh-huh. Well, what about Archbishop Woods?
It's made no difference.
Archbishop Woods has players from New Jersey and Delaware. Not even from this state.
Yeah, but you don't know if they're any good, do you?
I don't think they'd go to Archbishop Wood if they weren't good. Because they have a reputation. They recruit people.
Maybe they're also better academically in the school they're leaving.
Well, who knows? But I agree with Kevin 100%. Thanks a lot.
Well, no, if I had a chance to send my kid to a school where they could get a better education, I'd do it.
Oh, no question. There's no argument about that.
Well, but...
I'm sorry to bring the academic argument in. I mean, really. It's a school, for God's sakes.
No, there's no argument about the academic side of it. I'm not... I'm just saying that if you can... If your judgment on what the class size of a school is based upon the amount of students you have and the area you can draw, then why don't you base it that way for everything?
Yeah, but see, this is my problem with this. You got to tell me who they're taking that's making the team they're playing weaker. You've got to be able to look at guys and say they took 5 kids from this school and 10 kids from this school and 10 kids from this school and they made a championship team.
But why should it matter? The fact that they have the opportunity is what should matter. I mean, that's like...
But guys, okay, this is where you're really missing the boat. Okay? Catholic schools are put together, like take North Catholic, okay, where part of the regimen is going to Mass every single day and so forth and teaching the values they want to teach within the realm of the public school system they won't get in public education. That's why a lot of parents send their kids to a Catholic school.
Absolutely understand that. Not okay. debating that
okay.
at all.
Okay, so let's not make this all about athletics, okay? There are other reasons why people send them to a private school or send them to a Catholic school. They don't send them there. You know, some, of course, may send them there for athletics. There's no question about that. No question, all right? But they're also, a vast majority are being sent by their parents because, A, they can afford it, and B, they teach the values that they want to impart to their children as well. And if you're going to take that opportunity away, as well as taking away the opportunity to win a state championship, I mean, they should be allowed to compete like anybody else. They happen to be in a Catholic school.
No. I don't want to take away any opportunity to win a state championship. I'm not. I'm just saying classify them together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking anything away.
But you can't put them in a 5A school where all of a sudden you've got a private school that has, I don't know, pick a number, 400 students in it, and a charter school that has 60.
You know, you convinced me about the DH. I'm not sure I'm going to be convinced on this one, bud.
you can't put a school with 400 kids against one with 60. That's why you have quad, triple, double, and single A. My recommendation to the public schools is, okay, work and try and beat them.
Well, look at something like wrestling, where they only have quad or triple A and double A, and in triple A, a school like Shikellamy that only has about 200 kids in the top, in the top three grades, they're going up against these huge schools that have 1,000 or more kids in wrestling, like Easton and all these. I mean, that's not fair at all.
Yeah, I don't understand the two classifications for wrestling, for
example. Yeah,
and I know there's a couple of schools like that.
They should keep it quad, triple, right. double, and single, like everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's too much. That's too heavy a grouping. And
yeah,
and here's the other part too. I do like the fact. Now, Indiana was always bad about this in basketball. It was just one champion, all right, in basketball. That's, you know, that the Hoosiers, that's the way it used to be done. They've changed. I like the fact that you can have a quad, triple, double, and single, and then the four different kids end up being champions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, too, with that.
Yeah. But when it comes to the Catholic school versus whatever, there's other reasons why you send it there besides the fact he's a good point guard.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that, but like Bishop McDevitt of Harrisburg, I mean, a lot of those people around the Harrisburg area send their kids to Bishop McDevitt to play football, basically.
And state college has beaten them.
Well, college is bigger than Bishop McDevitt.
They're in the same conference.
Yeah, but Bishop McDevitt is only a triple-A school. They're in the state playoffs today, triple-A, and state college is quad-A.
Right.
And you know how many students State College has in their senior class? Over 700 kids. One of their students.
I didn't even know that.
They have over 700 kids because when we played them in basketball, I was sitting with the State College people, and I said, how many people do you have in your senior class? They said 700-something, and Shikellamy at 200.
Yeah, they started talking about a second high school here. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert, I've got to go to Tony and Shimoka next.
Right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Tony, thanks for waiting. Go ahead, Tone.
I heard you mention earlier about Lourdes and Mount Carmel. I think Mount Carmel got three players from Lourdes. Lourdes had a graduating class of 25 kids last year.
You're saying when they merged this year, you're talking about when they merged programs, we'll call it this year, right?
I mean, Lourdes, there's only three kids from Lourdes who played for Mount Carmel. But now it's basketball season, and those kids that played for Mount Carmel football team are playing for Lourdes basketball team this year. I don't know how they managed that.
Well, everything is so messed up right now in terms of enrollments and things like that, especially in rural areas of the state.
A lot of people don't realize that Lourdes is only graduating 20, 25, 30 kids tops.
Yeah.
And when they did have, you know, a full school and, you know, could field teams. Shamok and Mount Carmel, we never had trouble with them. Maybe one or 2 years, they had good teams. And they pulled kids from all over then, just like they do now.
Right. Just depends on who the kids are. That's why I asked the question, and Kevin won't answer the question. Name me which kids they have pulled out of your district that you've competed against that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe we're playing that team. They got one of our kids.
But see, that's what I don't understand. Why should that matter? The fact that they can is what matters.
That's the whole ball game.
I mean, I don't know.
It's irrelevant.
I can't tell you it was this guy. I don't know. But what I can tell you is they can. No other school but a private school has that opportunity.
I get amazed about Southern Columbia. How does a school stay single A for that long? I mean, the area is growing. It's one of the fastest growing areas, but all childless couples moving over there? Their enrollment never goes up. How do they manage?
Well, I think theirs is going up now. I think theirs is going. I think they're going to be double A next year.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But they just always stayed right under that level. And there was a kid from Shamokin playing for Southern Columbia this past year. Kill it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when I was in high school, if you transferred to another school, you sat out a year. But now you can just transfer on a whim, basically.
Right. Well, I understand that part of it. But there are multiple reasons why people are sent to private schools. Because it's not, let me put it this way. Let's take Lourdes Regional, right?
Yeah.
Not every kid went there because they could be the star point guard.
That's true. Lourdes is a good school, but I don't think Lourdes is going to last. I don't think it's going to last another 2 years. And I think Plattsville Nativity is another one. They're on their way out. They just don't have the kids no more.
Right.
You know? And I can foresee where schools like Shamokin, Mount Carmel, and Sunbury, and maybe Lyne Mound are going to have to consider joining down the road if you want to compete on a statewide level. But we just don't have the numbers. And numbers is the name of the game.
Big name of the game, Tony. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Kevin's doing the show live from there now, isn't he?